There was 100 towns in Ireland were being considered for this tourist town. That was reduced to 48. That was subsequently reduced to 10. And we were one of the 10 that were invited along to the wards in Dublin. We didn't win, and that was unfortunate, of course. But at the same time, the presenter on the day, an RTE presenter, actually referred to his holiday in Letterkenny last year and talked about the Aura Leisure Centre being the finest centre that he has ever been in. And he thought Letterkenny was a wonderful town. So he went off script to relay this to a place that was there full of tourism providers and also decision makers. And that was, to me, very, very heartening. The fact, okay, we didn't win the award. We're one of the top 10 in the country. But we also had somebody who was very neutral advocating on our behalf.
A lot of this is down to amenities, and on a related issue, you did move the point tonight that what you'd like to see located strategically around Letterkenny is drinking fountains for runners, for joggers, for walkers. A small thing, but perhaps a significant one.
Absolutely, and you know, it's phenomenal now, Donald, the amount of people who are out there walking, jogging or cycling. We have some wonderful routes in and around Letterkenny through investments in footpaths and lighting, and people are out there, out and about. I think this would obviously be an area where they could refresh themselves, but at the same time, a fountain can aesthetically look very, very pleasing, but the practical side of it is that not a lot of people out there get thirsty, and I would like to see this provision within Letterkenny and respond to the public who are out there walking, cycling and running in great numbers.